You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Welcome back.
Hey. We're going to get into Who Arted for this morning.
Who Arted?
Woohoo! Who do we have on the show today?
Today we have artist Tyram Lee and Anita Totha talking about Tangent Photography Collective's upcoming show, New Photo Media, showing at Demo as part of Auckland Photography Festival, which is opening next, is it Saturday or Friday, June the 6th?
Tuesday.
Why do I, for some reason, think it doesn't matter? Why, really? Anyway, welcome. Thanks for coming onto the show. Tyram Lee is an Auckland-based Korean New Zealand artist who works with 3D animation, and Anita Totha is a curator and writer originally from New York City, currently based in Auckland. Anita, you are the founder of Remote Photo Books, a distribution company of New Zealand photo books and publications. You run the Auckland branch of the Photo Book Club. You're on the advisory panel for the Asia Pacific Photo Book Archive, and you're the co-founder of Tangent Collective, New Zealand Photography Collective. So you're very, very busy and very involved. Yes. Tell us about Tangent. When did it form? What's it about?
Yep. Tangent Photography Collective was formed in 2011. That's with myself and Becky Nunes, who's the head of photography at Wycliffe College of Arts and Design, and a few other members through the years. Basically, we put on various exhibitions, events, films even, that we've produced throughout the years, and this is to progress the conversation about photography, photo media, photo books here in New Zealand.
That is an awesomely concise answer. Thank you very much for that.
Well practiced.
That is so good. In New Photo Media, Tangent Collective has assembled a group of established and emerging lens-based artists who are presenting work in response to our globally connected and fragile world. This question's for Tyram Lee. Your beautiful work is often bright and symbolic and full of delight. Symbolic. Let me rephrase that. Your beautiful work is often bright and full of symbols and delights of fantasy. A key character in your work is the lovely Toki, a sleek bunny nymphet of sorts, and who is the central character. And in the work you've submitted for this is a black and white animated video called Black Rose, where you see Toki as a center-staged character surrounded by whirling mushrooms and other imagery, like flying bunnies shooting little things down on her. What happens to Toki in the video?
Well,
keep going.
Okay, hi.
Hi, Amy. Darling. Welcome. So nice to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me and us. And Toki becomes a shapeshifter in this lucid dream. So I call this animation version 1 because it's black and white. And Toki transformed into Mushroom Princess, and then becomes a Black Rose Queen, to kind of depicting her journey in this never-ending infinite dream. But it's more about personal journey. It's personal shifting identity. And it's about lost love and grief.
It's really beautiful. I've checked out the video. We're going to listen to the soundtrack later on, which is also gorgeous, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But it is so lucid. It is like a dream. It's full of beautiful fantasy and swirling mushrooms and bunnies that come in a line, dropping kind of bunny pellets, and around Toki, who's spinning in the middle. It's absolutely exquisite.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is in black and white, and your work often features beautiful, vibrant colours. What is the significance of black and white, or why did you decide to do it in black and white this time?
Well, I've got a CNZ funding, but I ran out of money. So
that's interesting.
I ended up making black and white.
Wow. So with digital animation like that, can you revisit it if you get more funding to go and then colourise it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So colour costs more? Essentially,
lot, like, you know, one third of production.
And I suppose then you have to make decisions about colors as well, which is a whole part.
Plus rendering, you know.
Yeah, cost. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anita, back to the mic.
Yes, I'm here.
New Photo Media purposes proposes work in still and moving images, sound and installation as cartographic and navigational tools. Now, this is quite interesting. How does it do this? Do the works dictate the viewer's navigation through the exhibition or the theme of the show, or do they offer themselves up as independent singular tools?
Very good question.
Thanks.
It applies to both, actually. We, as the curators, Becky and myself, we brought together these 15 artists. We felt, in terms of the, you know, kind of loose theme, which was no, new photo media, we're questioning where photography is headed. You know, of course, we can talk about selfie culture and citizen journalism and people with camera phones and digital photography technology that have that has hugely advanced. But how do you make your mark in the world still as an artist and a photographer? And so we decided to bring all of these artists together, photographers, in one show to kind of make an impact and to really question where photography, where the medium of photography is headed, and to think about how we see photography now. It's not just a framed photograph on a wall anymore. It's through video and sound, short films, photo books, zines, etc. So it just keeps going.
I really like that. And yeah, that's very interesting. The artists you have represented in the position, in the exhibition include obviously Hiram Lee, David Carlard, Emily McAvery, Monica Kwan, yourself, Georgia Perriam, Becky Nunes, Raina Weston,
new,
he's quite new, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Claudia Dunes, Julie Downey, Winston Shadlock, Mish O'Neill, Rodrigo Hill, Anton Maurer,
Maurer,
and Emily Bray. Is that the complete list, or do you
complete list of 15 artists?
Wow.
So everyone's we've asked everyone to contribute a work, obviously under the theme of new photo media, and to think about where photography is headed within their own individual work as well. So we're asking the audience to respond to that and think about photography in a different light.
I like that. And how did you find your new artists?
Luckily, Becky and I work at Wycliffe, and so we have a whole crop of new and emerging artists, new lecturers, new staff members that, of course, and Hiram Lee, that contribute in really amazing ways to the medium of photography and art. So we didn't have to look very far, but we have put together a very interesting show that is quite varied.
My favourite pick of what I've seen of the show is the close-up, apart from Hiram Lee's work, of course, ladies.
Yeah.
is the close-up of the slug with its little wandering tentacles along its back by Julie Downey.
Yeah.
Is that a slug or is it a snail stripped of its shell? Because it's like, is that cute or is it actually in agony? Like, do you know?
Yeah. No, I don't actually know, but it, you know, it is a mystery. She will have that exhibited at the exhibition.
Yeah.
But she sort of has these arranged curios that she will be displaying at the exhibition.
Ah, what's your what are your both each of you? What's your fave pick and why?
You go first.
I can't say.
Yeah. Okay, say yourself. Say no. Say each other.
No.
I'm telling you now.
I believe
these
Myron
are your
Lee's
favorite
work
artists.
Is the best.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But oh no, kidding.
Everyone's work.
Are you saying your work's a joke? Sorry.
I can't be biased. Everyone's work is on the same plane and to be experienced in a different way.
Oh, you are.
That's
so,
my political correctness.
Yeah, you are so diplomatic.
I can say something.
Okay, let the artist talk now.
I love all of them, but you know, I really like Dave Collard's work. Yeah,
he's got
amazing work that kind of capturing Google Map.
Yep.
So his video will be quite awesome.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, Hiram Lee, the soundtrack.
Okay.
Hey, the soundtrack for your work is a song written by you and Korean sound artist Ji Ying Wong.
Yep.
Is that correct? You wrote the lyrics,
yep.
And then you worked together. We've got it with us today, so we're going to check it out after this.
Yay.
So we'll play it very soon, but just a quick question. Are the lyrics in English or Korean? And what is the song about?
It's actually English, but Jiyeon Won's song, like murmuring kind of way. So it was about depicting, you know, blurring reality between, you know, reality and dream.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we're already gently playing the track. So without further ado, we shall turn it off and I shall silence myself. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.